This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Jordan Lavazzari. Today on the show, we're taking a break from our usual briefing to bring you an in-depth listen on traditional healing as a vital part of behavioral health care in Indigenous communities. For years, Arizona tribal leaders and state officials have sought reimbursement of these services under Medicaid, but the federal government has yet to say yes. Cronkite News' Natalie Skolin takes us to the Navajo Nation, where traditional healing practices are a crucial part of medical services for people on and off of reservations.
Wayne Wilson trudges in and out of a Navajo hogan carrying bundles of kindling in his arms. A fire must be built before anything can begin inside this ceremonial space. Wilson carefully arranges sticks in a small stove.
You can open the windows, it'll get hot too.
On this day, temperatures will peak at 90 degrees, but the fire's primary function isn't warmth. It's about igniting what Wilson calls the fire spirit.
We use a fire for cooking. We use a fire for the Navajo fire dance. They call it part of the healing process of the patient and them themselves.
Wilson is a traditional Navajo healer, as his grandfather was before him. He uses a combination of herbs and ceremony to restore the mental and physical well-being of himself and others. His path here began years ago, on the night he decided to get sober.
One day I had enough. I got fed up. I just started walking and came over here to the junction, and I noticed this place. Here is where my sobriety started. The medicine way started here for me.
Traditional healing integrates medicinal plants, prayer, and other methods to treat both mind and body. In Native American communities, practices have been passed down for thousands of years. But during the 1700s and 1800s, U.S. government intervention and the encroachment of white settlers led to cultural suppression. Hillary Weaver is Lakota and a professor emeritus of social work at the University at Buffalo. In a Zoom interview, she speaks about Indigenous identity and well-being.
Many of our mechanisms for healing and processing bad things were undermined, not just for individuals, but for whole communities, like the prohibition of spiritual expression.
Some tribes continued their medicinal ways in secret. Today, many have revived these traditions.
In some Native communities, traditional ways are still very strong. In other Native communities, they are being recovered. And I think that there's a lot of potential in incorporating traditional healing, traditional ideas about balance and wellness, along with Western ideas of helping.
Research shows Native Americans are more likely to choose a traditional healer over another provider for mental health treatment. The Indian Health Service offers sweat lodges, prayers, and rituals free of charge for patients on or near reservations. But getting care remains difficult for many.
For decades, the majority of Native people have not lived on tribal territories. So there's a mismatch between where services are and where people are. Some Native people have private insurance and can pay for mental health care. Many others do not.
For years, Arizona tribal leaders and state officials have pushed to increase access to these services. Specifically, they want the federal government's okay to reimburse the cost of traditional healing under Medicaid. Experts say the change could lead to an expansion of services. Here's Amanda Bahi, former tribal relations liaison for the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System.
You know, if there's an IHS facility who currently isn't able to operate a traditional healing program, these extra funds might be able to allow them to upstand a traditional healing service or begin billing for traditional healing services that aren't currently being offered.
To date, the government has deferred authorization, saying instead that it will continue to work with the state on its request.
We're just asking to be able to reimburse for those services, knowing that they're already available, knowing that they do work, knowing that they are the most culturally responsive way to provide services within tribal communities.
I have students that come from all over different areas that took my class.
Avery Denny is president of an association of Navajo traditional healers and a professor at Diné College in Salie, Arizona. He teaches his students about Native culture and medicine in Navajo and English. Denny says there are few traditional healers left in the Navajo Nation. He worries that practices passed down through generations will soon be lost.
We are indigenous and endangered species. If nobody learns from me, then it's going to be gone forever. This is the last of a group of people that have that ancient knowledge.
Denny hopes his students will carry on these ways. To the next generation, he says,
please, Sha'achino, please, she yazisha away. We have our own voice. We have our own teaching. It's the way you talk in Navajo, the way you speak, the way you sing, the way you pray, the way you do your ceremony that makes you unique.
Back in the Hogan, Wayne Wilson talks about his return to the ancient ways of healing. He endured immeasurable trauma in his life. A childhood home beset with alcohol and violence. Isolation and abuse during his time in Indian boarding schools. Troubled personal relationships and tragedies.
This is helping me cope with it. These ceremonial things that we use. The chants, the prayers, the songs, the whole teaching of the East, the South, the West, the North, Mother Earth, Father Sky, the fire, the water. It's coming back to that for me. It's my stability, foundation.
And he says the only way forward is to continue these traditions.
The earth, the planet, the plants, the air, everything, the rain, the lightning. And see if we forget how to talk to them, and then we're doomed.
Officials in Arizona and other states are continuing their efforts to get financial reimbursement for traditional healing. Until that time, Denny and Wilson say they'll continue to pass this knowledge along. I'm Natalie Skoland, Cronkite News.
Thanks to Natalie Skoland for that story, and an extra thank you to Athena Ankra for producing our show. You can find this story and a range of others by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to go. I'm Jordan Lavazzari.